Hey guys, it's me, Chase, here on the From Business Student to Business Leader video podcast. I don't really know what to call it because I've got it on so many different platforms. Earlier today I made some content talking about putting data behind your ideas. And so today I actually kind of did some research and was just trying to put that literal idea into some numbers. So what I did was, I'm basically regurgitating something I wrote on my blog on robertchasesummer.com. And so basically it's, there's statistics. Statista is a statistics company, and they've got all sorts of data on, I'm riding a bike, on all sorts of things, everything. If you go on there, you can look up anything. And I just typed in social media to see what I would find. And interesting was they have projected revenue for digital advertising. Okay, so, you know, it's going up. So if you were to look at this graph here, and it's, you know, it's just like, oh, okay, cool. But then they actually segment it into desktop and mobile. So, and what you can see on this graph is that desktop through the years 2015 through 2021, desktop revenue from digital ads is the same number every year. It changes from like 1 or 2 million. Like it's, or maybe like, I don't know, it's very minimal. But on mobile ad revenue goes up like double from 2015 to 2021. So I think the numbers were like 28,000 millions in 2015, and then goes all the way up to like 70-ish. So it's above double in like 6 years. And so here we go. We've got data on digital ads, and it's saying that the amount of ad revenue coming from mobile is going to increase a ton compared to desktop. So what do we do with this information? We think about it. All right. So if desktop is staying the same, but mobile is going up, what do I do with that? Okay, well, in my mind, it's, you know, so you invest in mobile stuff, mobile advertising. Does your business have a mobile app? Does your business, can you sell things on, like, from your phone? Can your business do that? Is your business advertising to specifically mobile phones compared to desktops? So, I mean, you could practically use this information right now. I'll do my best. I'll see if I can link the, actually, I lost the link. You can find it on my blog, but I'm riding a bike right now and I don't have the link on my phone, but if you wanted to look at it yourself, but, It's on my website, robertchasesummer.com. But anyways, so here's an example. Finding data. It took me 2 seconds. First thing I popped up on Statista. Found some data. Looked at the data for like 2 seconds, and I instantly was like, whoa, this has got practical use. Just invest more in mobile. That's where the trend is going. I've heard it from other people that, you know, mobile is where it's going, and here's statistics to back it up. So I'd challenge you, if you're listening, if you've got some idea that some business idea and you want to show it to your boss, or you are the boss, why don't you go to Statista or some other statistics website, and why don't you try to, you know, back it up with some numbers, see what kind of trends there are. If it agrees, then go for it. If it disagrees with your idea, you can either back out or you can continue researching to see if maybe that was just some out of context data. So yeah, I just thought I'd share that with you guys. You know, I'm a student here at the University of Iowa, and I'm just kind of documenting my journey to becoming, well, from going from a business student to a business leader. And yeah, I hope I added value to you, your business. If you found value from this podcast or video, I really appreciate a comment or a like, a share, or just let me know your thoughts. Let me know of an idea that you're gonna put data towards. I'm just trying to help. I am trying to become more knowledgeable myself. I'm a student. Be very vulnerable with you guys. You know, I let you know what I do and don't know. But yeah, subscribe if you'd like to see more videos. Yeah, okay. See you later.